Welcome to the Tupelo Music Hall in White River Junction, Vermont. I'm Kate McNally, host of The Folk Show on New Hampshire Public Radio, and we're glad you're here for the Tupelo Public Radio Project. For the next hour, I'll be your host as we explore acoustic music with some of the most talented and accomplished musicians performing today. Tonight, our guests are Banjo Dan and the Midnight Plowboys. For four decades, these bluegrass recording artists have been entertaining in opera houses, concert halls, at festivals and fairs, on town greens and gazebos, at campuses, pubs and roadhouses, hotels, and even battleships. From Pennsylvania and New Jersey through New England and New York, up into Canada, as far as Newfoundland, England, Italy, Russia, Soviet Georgia, and Finland. Please welcome Banjo Dan and the Midnight Plowboys.
Tonight Carmen's coming back home. Tonight there'll be no room for tears in my bedroom. Tonight Carmen's coming back home. Tonight as I stand here I notice my hand here trembling as never before. My feelings I cannot resist, it's all died, my pride rushed outside the moment she walks through the door. Carmen, Carmen, Carmen. I place pretty flowers to brighten the hours. I put brand new sheets on the bed. I'm nervous, I'm trembling, recalling, remembering the way that she tosses her head. I've given much thought to the fact that I ought to have more control over my life. But how can I hide it? How can I deny it? There's no way to fight it, the love that I have for my wife. Carmen,
Carmen, Carmen.
Thanks, everybody. We're Banjo Dan, all the Midnight Plowboys. Great to be here at the Tupelo Music Hall, a place we've never been before, but we are looking forward to sharing the evening with you in this acoustically splendid environment. We feel very lucky to play here. Also like to welcome New Hampshire Public Radio. Thank you for joining us as well. We got a bunch of tunes picked out for you, some old-fashioned ones, some brand-new ones. That last one was a Marty Robbins tune.
It was indeed.
And before that, Lady of Spain. Anyone who's been to a wedding has heard an accordion player playing Lady of Spain. Well, we got some old traditional bluegrass tunes, some ones that we made up ourselves. Right now, we'd like to do a tune written by a young gal named Nora Jones. She's a wonderful jazz pianist, songwriter, all-around great musician. Here's one called What Am I to You? What am I to you? Tell me, darling, true. To me, you are the sea. You're vast as you can be. You're the deepest shade of blue. Ooh, when you're feeling low, where else will you go? I cry if you hurt. Give you my last shirt, 'cause I love you so. Now if my sky should fall, would you even call? Opened up my heart, never want to part. I'm giving you the ball. When I look into your eyes, I can feel the butterflies. Love you when you're blue. Tell me, darling, true, what am I to you? Up my heart, never want to part. I'm giving you the ball. When I look into your eyes, I can feel the butterflies. You find a love of me, carve it in a tree. Don't fill my heart with lies. I love you when you're blue. Tell me, darling, true, what am I to you? It's about love.
Thank you.
Thank you, friends. Well, we're looking to do an old-fashioned baseball song for you now, and it's a very appropriate radio song, actually, because this is a song about the days when we listened to summer baseball games on the radio. Didn't have TVs, didn't have 48-inch flat-screen TVs. We had to listen to the guys at the ballpark, tell us what was going on. And they had a wonderful knack for doing that, and they could make it all come alive. And here's a song called Play by Play. I saw it on the radio.
Play by play on the radio. Play by play. Out on the porch in the summer heat, the sound of the southerner's voice filled the street. Me and the redhead were up in the catbird seat. Out in St. Louis, it was surely the same. Holy cow, what a baseball game. The sacks are loaded, here comes that man again. by play on the radio. Play by play on the radio. Play by play, saw it on the radio. Swing of the splinter, DiMaggio's lie. The men at the mics made it all come alive. Ernie and Mel and Bob was a prince of a guy. Out of thin air, a pitcher somehow appeared. You could smell the hot dogs and taste the beer. You felt the excitement as the crowd began to cheer. Play by play on the radio. Play by play on the radio. Play by play, I saw it on the radio. Clearing the fences again and again. Here comes the skipper, he's making the call to the pen. The men at the mics, they make it all come alive. Ah, what a catch, there's a long, long drive. Turn it up louder, the pictures are coming in fine. Play by play on the radio. Play by play on the radio. Play by play, I saw it on the radio. Play by play, I saw it on the radio.
There she goes! Thank you.
I'm Kate McNally from New Hampshire Public Radio, and we're at the Tupelo Music Hall in White River Junction, Vermont, with Banjo Dan and the Midnight Blues. So we want to talk a little bit about your name. I got the Banjo Dan part. It must be because it's Dan Lindner on the banjo. And so what about the Midnight Plowboys? I don't even know what a Midnight Plowboy is. Who wants to answer that question for us?
Kate, we invented that name a long time ago, and we thought we were really clever. Not only did we call ourselves the Midnight Plowboys because the movie Midnight Cowboy, I'm sure some folks here probably remember the movie. So we thought that was real clever. But not only that, we misspelled it, N-I-T-E, because that was really clever. In 1972, we thought it was a good idea. Here we are 40 years later. What can I say?
That's a great marketing tool,
yeah,
Dan.
Exactly.
You want to tell us who else is in your band and maybe even talk a little bit, Dan, about the configurations, because there are other configurations of your band. So you want to talk a little bit about
well,
that?
Well, yeah, okay. So we've had the band since 1972. Al Davis, our guitar player, is an original founding member, fine guitar player and singer. And yeah, you'll be enjoying some of Al's songs. He's a great songwriter, and we do a lot of his original material. The other founding member is my little brother, Willie Linder, mandolin player, songwriter, picker and singer extraordinaire. One of the newer members has only been with us 20 years now. The guy playing the low notes and singing the high notes gives us a real bluegrass flavor to our music, and we love working with him. John Henry Drake on the bass. And several years ago, we found ourselves on our way to Maine on tour, and we didn't have a fiddle player at the time. The last guy had been, used for, maybe we threw him under the tires to get through a snowdrift or something. And in any case, we needed a fiddler, and I called a friend of mine and said, do you know any fiddlers? And the guy said, you have to get this guy down in Brattleboro. His name is Phil Block. We hired him on the spot. He went on tour with us, been playing as if he knew our music all along. And he's really made a huge difference in our band. One of the stars of our show on the fiddle is Phil Block. And Kate, really, that's it. I mean, Willie and I play as a duo sometimes, doing old-time music, and once in a while Phil comes along and plays, and we've had some other things we've done over the years playing. Willie and I have played with a family group, but the Midnight Plowboys, for going on 40 years now, has been a five-piece bluegrass band, and that's who we are.
And so the brother duet, that you're called the Sky Blue Boys, right?
Yeah, right. And
I understand that your brother is like a really fine mandolin player. We're witnessing it tonight, but he's really acclaimed in the mandolin playing circle. So it's a treat to have him.
I always figured, we named the band after me. We called it Banjo Dan because 1972, nobody had heard bluegrass in Vermont very much. So we put the banjo in there. It was a silly nickname I had from a long time ago, but I always figured Willie was the main instrumental star, and that is until we got Phil. Now I have to give those guys equal billing, I guess. Been mighty proud working with my brother for all these years.
You sure are putting bluegrass on the Vermont map, and we appreciate you being here tonight at the Tupelo Music Hall. How about playing some more music for us?
Sympathize with fellow man, and your heart is filled with pity. Say some sympathy for the fools like me, the country boys in the city. Well, I punch the clock and I work like a dog, trying to save a dollar. I wished I was back making raisin jam, loving some dark holler. For the grass is greener in the mountains, the sky's a little bit bluer, the air is cleaner in the mountains, and the mountain gal's heart is truer. Well, when I get back, I know Mama will cry. Oh, blues are gonna come rushing. Now to scratch his chin, little brother will grin, and my sweetheart will stand there a-blushing. Oh, she begged and she pleaded me not to go. She told me I'd soon forget her. Well, I've seen the world and lots of pretty girls. I know I cannot forget her. For the grass is greener in the mountains, the sky's a little bit bluer, the air is cleaner in the mountains, and the mountain gal's heart is truer. All I can save is a dollar a week, but as soon as I get the money, if the good Lord wills, I'll be back in those hills with my kinfolks and my honey. For the grass is greener in the mountains, the sky's a little bit bluer, the air is cleaner in the mountains, and the mountain gal's heart is truer.
It's all true, friends. It's all true.
Let's get a mandolin tune here, Willie. Why don't you do the old sled riding?
All set, fellas?
Yeah.
breakfast. Yeah. Breakfast, Al.
Yeah. Willie Linder, a wonderful mandolinist. Yes. I'm not trying to milk the audience for applause, because he's just a very solid player. And not only that, the time he spends doing his scales every day and all the commitments he has, he still doesn't forget the importance of daily nutrition in his life. He's written a song about that, and we'd like to sing it for you now. It's called Breakfast, subtitle, The Most Important Meal of the Day.
As the sunlight frames the tresses that surround your sleepy head, and the morning breeze blows softly through the window by the bed, I know you should be going, but I've a thought for you instead. Will you have breakfast with the garden? It's the meal of all the others, most important of the day. We can sit down by the garden where the swallows dive and play. After such a lovely night, I'd hate to see you drive away. Will you have breakfast with me, darling? I've got a dozen lamb hens, I've got a little Jersey cow, berries sparkling on the bushes under skies without a cloud. I sure do like your company, if you don't know by now. Would you have breakfast with me, darling?
We have a lot of those whole grain cereals, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. A lot of that fresh squeezed orange juice. I'm going to do another one of our tunes now. It's about the logging camps in the old days, 19th century, and here in the Connecticut River from way up north. They cut the logs down in the wintertime and cut the trees down in the time and ride them out on the rivers. This one happens to be about Maine and those tough men in those long ago days. Here's one called Ice Out. Well, we're deep in the woods in winter. Snow is higher than your chin. There's no way of getting out, and nothing's coming in. Well, the Protestants had their service, and the Catholics had one too. It's not they're so religious. Gives them something else to do. And cookies served it up, plum pudding and venison stew. But Sunday is the quiet day, time to take your ease. Forget the aches, the snowbound shakes, endless hills of trees. Then it's cut your hair and smoke your pipe, trying to relax. Grease your boots and sew your clothes, maybe hone your axe. The moon like tarnished tin, the snow is growing thin. But no one's getting out of here, ain't nothing coming in. We're just sitting waiting on the ice out to begin. The jobber said $3 a day, $3 in all expenses. You'll harden your body, you'll lose that cough, maybe you'll come to your senses. You'll have a big roll of dollars in Bangor in the spring. If you got cash money, you can live like a king in Bangor. If you're a friend of mine, don't let me be so blind. You're a friend of mine. But Saturday night is Saturday night is bare knuckle time. Each man gets a pint. Anger simmers in the pot. There's bound to be a fight. There's the flash of a knife, a slice of life. There's bloodlust in the air. Two men brawl, one man falls. No one seems to care. They're just men out on their own. Can't leave well enough alone. But no one's getting out of here. Ain't nothing coming in. We're just sitting waiting on the ice out to begin. When the ice goes out, we'll take them out down to Bangor Town. It's the hard part, it's the bad part. Men get crushed, men get drowned. With a canthook, pike, and peavey, we'll keep them headed down. Cheating death from log to log till we reach that old mill town. To wear that rusted crown, the king of Bangor Town. If you're a friend of mine, let me be so blind. If you're a friend of mine, remind me. Well, we're deep in the woods in winter. Snow is higher than your chin. There's no way of getting out. Nothing's coming in. Well, the Protestants had their service, and the Catholics had one too. It's not they're so religious, gives them something else to do. If you're a friend of mine, let me be so blind. If you're a friend of mine, remind me.
Al Davis for you.
The Ice Out Song.
I'm a little bit out of tune here. I'm a little bit out of tune, sorry.
Yeah, so that's one of our original sort of New England flavored songs. We're going to get Phil up here. We haven't featured Phil yet. And as I've said before, we're mighty, mighty proud of the way this boy plays the fiddle. And we played this song, this next tune, sort of a Western, what do you call this, a Western
Texas
swing? Texas swing contest tune, actually, we've been doing for a little while, and we've had people dancing all kinds of stuff to this. It's just a fun tune, and this is one called the Cotton Patch Rag, Phil Block.
I learned this tune off a record that Mark O'Connor made when he was about 12 and a half years old, and then I had to play it in a fiddle contest against him. And when I started playing the song, and I was trying to play it as much as like a 12 and a half year old Mark O'Connor as possible, and he came up over in front of the stage and looked at me. He won. Right.
Thank you.
Locke. Philip Locke.
Ooh-wee, this is the Tupelo Public Radio Project. I'm Kate McNally from New Hampshire Public Radio, and we're at the Tupelo Music Hall in White River Junction with Banjo Dan and the Midnight Plowboys. What a great sound. You just heard Phil Block playing the fiddle, and he's lighting up faces here at the Tupelo. I see smiles on everyone's faces, and I know if you're like our audience and you're listening at home, you probably had a hard time sitting still during that last number. So dance away if you feel your toes tapping. This is New Hampshire Public Radio, the Tupelo Public Radio Project, and such a treat to be here with these fine musicians. I know that you do a lot of original music. Who is the pen behind the songs, or do you share that responsibility?
Well, three of us, I would have to say, do a lot of writing. Phil does a lot of writing, or some writing. I don't know how much because he's kind of secretive about it. But I know he does some writing. But for the band, it has been Al Davis and Dan Linder, Banjo Dan, and me, Will Linder. But I think that it would probably be fair to break it down a little bit this way. Al has done a lot of the songs for which we've been known over the years. Things, songs like Snowfall, which was sort of you can't say in this business, in bluegrass and in northern bluegrass that there's such a thing as a hit. But if there were, for us it would have been Snowfall, which I still hear almost every winter on one public radio station or another. So Al has done a lot of our writing for us over the years, and he's really inventive and clever and different. And my brother Dan has made his mark. I would say he's got a series of albums, Songs of Vermont, Volumes 1, 2, and 3, that he's done over the years. And he has collected folk tales, largely, and songs from his own experience, and created a musical genre about Vermont that I really think he should be recognized as a song laureate, if there is such a thing for our state, because he's really done some classical stuff, classical in a different sense.
And he has a new album coming out, is that right?
And he's got a new album out. Yeah, he's got a new album out that's been out for about 4 days. this is not one of the songs of Vermont. This is a song called... an album called, I sort of hate to say it because people aren't going to understand, Kick Molly Through the Wall. It's a horse racing story that's famous in bluegrass. And so that's been just out for a few days. I will also mention, because we're equal opportunity here, that Al put out an album of his own called Sun Off Snow in 2011. And I put out an album of stuff, and of course we use each other. But I put out an album called Life Still with Mandolin, and put that out. Got a friend to paint a still life with mandolin for me. So that's a long-winded answer to your question, but people want to, our fans want to know, don't they, Kate?
Well, you know, the entire catalog is on your website, and it's banjodan.com.
It
so
is,
if folks
yeah.
want to find any of the solo projects or they want to find the collections, they can do that there.
They can, on the radio, and the folks here tonight can find them out in the hall.
Excellent, excellent. Recently, the bluegrass world lost a great banjo player, Doug Dillard, and Earl Scruggs and Doug Dillard were probably very responsible for popularizing bluegrass music on certain programs like on the Andy Griffith Show and Beverly Hillbillies and those kinds of programs. Other influences for your band, other great bluegrass musicians that you folks have had your eye on over the years, maybe have been inspired by?
Well, Kate, we Our version of bluegrass, I think, is we try to do new material and original material within a traditional structure. No electric instruments, no crazy jazzy stuff. And I would say we were really inspired, probably as much as anybody else, and as are most bluegrass players, by Bill Monroe, who originated the music, and Earl Scruggs, who added that incredible banjo sound to Monroe's music. And, you know, we can go on and name a whole lot of other heroes, but those guys, both of whom are no longer with us, were just absolute giants, some of the most important American musicians ever, and I truly believe that. And, the folks that went before us in the Appalachian Mountains, Stanley Brothers, Jim and Jess, the Osborne Brothers, we pretty much worship them all.
You're traditionalists in that vein, and that may be why you have your mic set up the way you do. We only have three mics. I think it takes a choreographer to make that happen. I'm always worried that somebody's going to roll over somebody. Ever have that happen? Ever have a collision on the stage when you're trying to get...
We carry insurance.
So great to be here with Banjo Dan and Midnight Plowboys here at the Folk Show. It's the Tupelo Public Radio Project. How about some more tunes for us, guys?
This is Earl Scruggs. We just last night put together this little medley of tunes made famous by Earl Scruggs. But Earl's main contribution was really a technical thing that he did on the banjo, something he really developed by himself, and it really catapulted the instrument into the forefront of this kind of music. It was really played in a very different way, in a more subdued way, but Earl developed this syncopated style that was very explosive on the banjo, and Banjo Dan is going to demonstrate it for us now. The guy is uniquely qualified to do it. But anyway, Earl really was a very important figure, and the first times he played the banjo this way, people really couldn't really quite grasp what was going on. It really kind of electrified crowds. And so we're going to do a bunch of, I don't really even know the names of them, of the tunes we're going to do, and I think you might recognize one or two. Here's an Earl Scruggs medley. Earl passed away in March, in memoriam. Thank you.
Banjo Dan.
Thank you very much. Earl Scruggs really changed country music forever, and those of us who play the banjo just do the best we can to come somewhere near one-tenth of what Earl could do, and so we hope you enjoyed that. Well, you know, despite everything I had just said about how we don't try to play rock and roll or jazz or anything like that, we do have sort of an old pop rock tune that we're going to... We just featured Phil on the fiddle. We're going to get him to sing one. And it's a Bobby Darin song, right? Yeah, why not? One called Dream Lover. Let's go, Phil.
The bluegrass friends.
Yeah, right.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way. A girl hold in my arms, know the magic of her charm. Cause
I want
a girl
to call my own.
I want a dream lover, so I won't have to dream alone. Dream lover, where are you? With a heart so rare and true, and a hand to have and hold, feel renewed as we grow old. I want
a girl
to call
on my own.
I want a dream lover, so I won't have to dream alone. Someday, I don't know when, I know she'll hear my plea. Some way, I don't know how, she'll bring her love to me. But dream lover, until then, I'll go to sleep and dream again. That's the only thing to do. Will all my lover's dreams come true? Cause
I want
a girl
to call my own.
I want a dream lover, so I won't have to dream alone.
Okay, back to basics.
Oh, it's high on a mountain, boys. Tell me what you see.
bear tracks, look back at me. Better get your rifle before it's too late. Bear's got a little pig, he's headed to the gate. He's big around the middle and he's broad across the road. Making 9 miles an hour, taking 30 feet to jump. Ain't never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some soaked sailors are a lot like me. Saved up my money and I bought me some trees. Started making honey way up in the trees. Cut down the trees, but the money's all gone. Old Smoothfoot's really made himself at home. He's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump. Making 9 miles an hour, taking 30 feet of jump. He's never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. Winter's coming on and it's 20 below. The river's froze over, so where can he go? We'll chase him up the gully and we'll chase him in the dell. We'll shoot him in the backside, just hear him yell. He's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump. Taking 9 miles an hour, taking 30 feet of jump. He's never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. Middle and he's broad across the rump, making 9 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. Ain't never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. Some folks say he looks a lot like me.
Thank you.
This is the Tupelo Public Radio Project. I'm Kate McNally from New Hampshire Public Radio, and we're at the Tupelo Music Hall in White River Junction with Banjo Dan and the Midnight Plowboys. We want to make sure that folks know where they can find Banjo Dan and the Midnight Plowboys, and you can always go to their website and visit there at banjodan.com. But some summer shows, they've got a really busy schedule in July, not too far away in Bradford. They're going to be at the Bradford Academy. That's on July 6th at 7 o'clock. And then in Hampstead, New Hampshire, on July 10th at Meeting House Park. We're going to be at Grand Isle, Vermont, at the Lake House Hotel on July 15th, in Danbury, New Hampshire, on July 22nd, at Ragged Mountain Ski Area. And we'll be posting these on our website as we move on. You can find the information on their website, too. And they're moving on to Maine to end up July and then returning on July 29th to perform in New Boston, New Hampshire, at the Town Common Gazebo. So busy, busy summer for you folks.
Pretty busy summer, yeah, and that doesn't get into August. Dan has said some very nice things about Phil's playing, all of them warranted. He said some very nice things about my playing, some of them warranted. His last banjo break on that last tune was out of sight. It was just really, really good.
Well, wouldn't you all agree that these guys just sound fantastic?
Thank you, Kate. I know a lot of you folks, I recognize a few people out there. I know some of you have come some distance to the Tupelo here, and I think it's partly the reputation, it's wonderful listening room, and maybe partly our reputation, too. And I know I believe some folks flew up from some considerable distance, some people for whose wedding we played many, many years ago. And we want to wish a special happy birthday to Kendall Morrison. From Lou and from all of us.
We have time for just one more, so what are you going to do for us?
We'll close out this set with a title song from our most recent Banjo Dan and the Midnight Plowboys album. And it's called Fire in the Sugar House.
Well, Billy C. and Jenny Plouffe were trying to get it done. They were boiling, they were packing, trying to keep up with the run. But things don't always work out just the way we planned. Add some heat and pretty soon sap's boiling in the pan. You know the work was hot and like it's not, they had cold ones in the snow. The sky was black, a million stars, but on their nightly show, Billy fed the fire with wood, Jenny drew the sap. When they got tired, he sat him down, she sat up on his lap.
There's fire in the sugar house, it's really getting hot. Getting sticky in the sugar house, it's heating up a lot.
Well, it's roiling and it's boiling, it's filling up with steam. Fog is sweet and heavy and it's like you're in a dream.
Fire in the sugar house, it's really getting hot. Getting sticky in the sugar house, it's heating up a lot.
They were kissing, they were hugging. In that steamy dark, it wasn't just the wood inside the arch that began to spark. Jenny took her sweater off. She had three more on besides. They were on that slippery slope, looking forward to the slide. Now when you're making maple, you've got to be aware. You can start a fire, burn the pans, even singe your hair. But sometimes maple syrup's not the sweetest thing. It's love that flies through clear blue skies, like a songbird on the wing.
Fire in the sugar house, it's really getting hot. Getting sticky in the sugar house, it's heating up a lot.
It's roiling and it's boiling and it's filling up with steam. Fog is sweet and heavy and it's like you're in a dream.
There's fire in the sugar house, it's really getting hot. Getting sticky in the sugar house, it's heating up a lot.
Filling up with steam, fog is sweet and heavy, and it's like you're in a dream.
There's fire in the sugar house, it's really getting hot. Getting sticky in the sugar house, it's heating up a lot. There's fire in the sugar house, it's really getting hot. Getting sticky in the sugar house, it's heating up a lot. There's fire in the sugar house, it's really getting hot. Getting sticky in the sugar house, it's heating up a lot. Getting sticky in the sugar house, it's heating up a lot.
Yeah. You've been listening to the Tupelo Public Radio Project, a joint project of New Hampshire Public Radio and the Tupelo Music Hall. I'm Kate McNally, host of the Folk Show on New Hampshire Public Radio, thanking you for joining us tonight. You can find out more about this series on the Folk Show page of nhpr.org, and a special thanks to Banjo Dan and the Midnight Plowboys.